Dire Straits, 1984. Once Upon a Time in the West, from the double album Alchemy. And this track is as much loved as all the other tracks. I'm as mad about Martin Offer and Dire Straits as Dean Reed. And what I like about this particular track is the rolling backing track to it. It just carries you along. It's like a train. It just, you're there, and it just, your subconscious tunes into the backing track that's carrying you along this track. Just, and it's just a magic carpet ride. Anyway, I've just as a response to Dean Reed's latest boo and seeing his mad geeky collection of stuff. I can't fault him one bit, absolutely. Dean mentions that in 1983, he was born. Well, 1984, I was 34 years old. And I had already had some stuff of Dire Straits, but not a lot. But 1984, Alchemy came out. And I still had a record player at that time, so I bought the album. And I also, my wife had bought me one of those big, you know, those big ghetto blasters. She got me one of those for a job that I had, because I was, basically it was a summer shut, and we were constructing a very large new machine, and we were spending 12-hour shifts. And during the building, construction and the commissioning of the whole thing. It was a massive, massive project. And so because I spent so many hours there, she bought me this big new ghetto blaster, and I went out and bought Alchemy on the tape, double tape. And when I first played Alchemy, I was sold. And you know that I remember some of the guys that were on the job would say to me, and I'll be polite, for God's sake, play something else. I couldn't. I just couldn't. So I had to buy earphones with a long lead. I just can't switch the guy off. And even today, and with no why whatsoever, as I was listening to Dean Reed's boo, I had the album on in the background. Martin Offer, fantastic guy, songwriter. He's not a brilliant singer. He never claims to be a brilliant singer. It's just how he does it. It's just so, I don't know what the word, earthy, but he does it. Brilliant songwriter, amazing guitarist. He can make that thing sing, and he does it all while standing there as if he's standing on two cubes of ice. And this album I remember because I delved in, and that's when the rear of the album, the credits. And I think at that time, you know, Alan Clark was on the keyboard, and John Isley, was on the bass. Who was the other guy? It's got me now, Hal. Anyway, I'd have to look at the credits, but anyway, I remember the guitarist because Terry Williams was in drums, and Terry Williams, just listen to this. But to listen behind the guitar, and he carries it, he helps to carry this, carries you through every track. He's not an extreme guitarist, he's just so bloody good at his job. But listen to that guitar, why am I talking over this guitar? I'm mad. I'm absolutely mad. So anyway, thanks to Dean. Dean has made me an offer as well, and I will reply to him on that. And Dean thanks me, but I have to thank Dean because, although, without a lie, I play Dire Straits almost every day. Not to the exception of everything else, I have to say. I have quite an eclectic taste, but something draws up this album. I could take a photograph. I will take a photograph of it sitting here in my cupboard. and let you see that it's always a 2-4. And thanks to Dean for relighting the fire, as they say. And I hope when the concert comes up, he has a ball. I'm sure he will have a ball. Thanks, Dean. And maybe others don't share our love for Martin Off on Dire Straits, but hey, we do. I'm just going to get back on this train and chill.